First of all, your assessment of being involved in that tonight?
I think it was a good game for us. Obviously, it's different to Huddersfield. Huddersfield were a lot more physical. I thought tonight, these kept the ball so well. You can see, how hard they work, and it was a totally different challenge for us. And I think that first half we didn't start too well, but I think we grew into the game. Just got a bit of confidence in there. And started playing, and then it's disappointing to lose in pre-season, but we created a lot of chances. It was all one of those nearly nights, if you know what I mean, just nearly getting on the end of things, or blocks and cleared off the line. And so if you looked at the game, we probably should have and could have won, but it's more minutes for us, and it means that we can go on to Saturday now, knowing that we've all got minutes under our belts. And we're 11 days or whatever away is now from the start of the season, and I think the lads are looking good.
Are you disappointed not to have had a couple more yourself tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he had a good save from a header, so yeah, I think I probably could have had a couple more against Bolton as well. So, and I had a chart, on Saturday, so it's good for me at the minute. It's I'm really enjoying it. I enjoyed it whenever I play, but this year so far, it's. Feel like I've got a bit of a spring in my step, and I've started back. I've tried to look after myself all summer. I've worked hard, and I think hopefully it's paying off.
Is it about you getting in those killer positions a bit more as well?
Yeah, of course. It's probably about calming the work rate down, but it's being more sensible with it probably. When you've got Prings and Wazza and. The quality of Rob of putting balls in now, then it makes a difference, because that's what I want, and if at the end of the day if I'm not in there and I'm not I'm not getting on the end of them and they're putting the crosses, then I can look at myself. But if I'm in there and I'm fighting for every ball and I'm getting chances, then it can only be a good thing.
And you've been in the goals in pre-season. How important is it to have a bit of momentum goal-wise before the big thing starts?
Yeah, I wish it was obviously the league. It would be nice if it was the league. But
still nice to
hear. Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%. It's like I say, I felt good all pre-season. It's about getting back into it, and I felt like I hit the ground running quite early. I've got a bit of a spring in my step. I don't know if it's the tag of being 30 that I'm trying to cut it off a little bit and trying to spring chicken, but I don't know what it is. But I'm really enjoying it, and I feel fit. And like I say, the people that we've brought in are there to create chances, and we're doing a lot. We've created a lot of chances in the pre-season games, and it's very important to me, because obviously it gives you the confidence for the season. So. If I can keep going and obviously come hopefully Saturday, then next Saturday against Crewe, I can take it into league form.
Did you back yourself to get 20 in League One?
When I was at Orient, I got 16 in that season, and I got 13 in the league. And I think at the time I had an injury that kept me out for a couple of months. So I would have liked to have thought that I probably could have got to 20 goals in that season. Yeah, I don't want to get carried away, because. Obviously, I know that, for me, it's everything in my game, as well as, last year I didn't get the goals and I was disappointed. But it was nice to obviously get the recognition from everybody here of what I was doing.
Yeah.
And the thing that was missing was that. I believe I've got the ability to score goals, and hopefully I'm showing it in the last few weeks. And I've just got to keep that going, just keep whatever I'm doing at home. Don't know what I'm doing, but getting bullied as normal probably. But whatever I'm doing, I've just got to keep doing it, and hopefully it continues.
He's looking for another striker as well. Does that in the back of your mind keep you on your toes as well?
It does. I don't know. I think that obviously we've brought Danny Hilton in, and obviously we've got Kieran who showed tonight what he can do. Nards is... 20 goals last year, you can't turn that away. Like I said, Kieran's come on tonight, prove what he does, and he's carried his form on from last year, because he was vital to us last year. So obviously he wants to bring another striker in to add competition, but all you can do is when you play, I don't really think about it, because as long as I go out there and do what I'm doing and performing, then he's not going to get in.
You'd be disappointed though, wouldn't you, given what you've given in pre-season, not to be in that 11 for Crewe?
yeah, but obviously if I do what I've been doing, then hopefully I'll be in it. That's the way I've got to think. You know, if he wants to bring someone in and I've done what I've done, then I can look at myself and say, do you know what, you've done everything in your power that can, you know, that everybody asked you to do. So as long as I've done it, you know, I feel I've done well, and you know, I've got one game to go now. You know, I'm not too sure what will happen on Saturday, but I can go into Crewe knowing full well that I've looked after myself, worked hard and played well, and you know, it's down to the gaffer then.
A bit more on the team before you go. What's your general feeling about what you've seen from the team so far and how equipped it is for the step up now?
I think that the lads that we've brought in have been excellent. I think, you know, I think that we've Wazza, he's added just something on that right hand side. That he just wants to put crosses in the box, and if we can get him the ball, then for me it's perfect. For any centre forward, you know, that's what we want. And obviously with Rob, he's an educated footballer. You can see it, he's so calm on the ball, and you know, we'll need that this year. We'll need someone who can just put their foot on the ball and you know, and take their time. And I think that obviously with Brins, I think a lot of people have been surprised how well he's done. You know, people didn't know too much about him, but he's come in and I think he's been outstanding, to be honest, when he's played. And obviously Hiltz is still getting fit, and he's still getting used to, you know, being at this football club. You know, it's a big football club. No offence to Aldershot, but it's a big football club, and there's a pressure when you come here, and you've got to be able to deal with that. And he's still learning. He's, you know, he's going to come of age. We know full well that, you know, we played against him last year and he was excellent. So we know full well that what he can do. And I can't remember anyone else who we signed.
Tidza.
Sorry. Yeah,
the other one you've not mentioned.
Yeah, Tid. Yeah, and again, you know, we've signed Tid, who's another educated footballer. So he's added strength, and obviously, you know, we are expecting that another centre forward will come in. So, you know, if that obviously does happen, then we know full well that now we have competition in every position. I think that Morgs at the back probably is now as fit as he's been, and I think he's a massive, massive part of this team. You know, he's been outstanding for us in all pre-season, I think, and he certainly made a big difference when he came into the team last year. So I think looking at it, I think everybody must be excited from looking at it personally. You know, I think that in all pre-season we've probably performed, maybe apart from one half, maybe against Huddersfield the second half, you know, I think the gaffer said he didn't think it was good enough, but even then, you know, we still created chances and the lads working hard and stuff. So, you know, I think people can be excited, and we just can't wait to get going, obviously, in the league. With these pre-season games, they're good for us and you get your fitness, but you know, nothing is quite the same as when you step out and, you know, for that first game of the season, and you know you've got 10 months left to hopefully get back-to-back promotions.
Is that doable?
I believe so. You know, when I was at Orient, we missed out by a point, and we were favourites to go down. I think we were, you know, fourth favourite to go down or something, because we had a great team ethic, we worked hard, and people, you know, when people doubt you, you know, you've got nothing to lose, have you? You know, we were going into games and beating the biggest side. So I think this year people will be looking at us and see how we get on. And like last year, if we can maintain the way that we finished, then I don't see why we can't.